You're listening to a Comic Talk 616 podcast production. To learn more about Comic Talk 616 and other podcasts, visit comictalk616.weebly.com.
And you can find Critical Hit on Instagram at critical_hit_podcast, or join our Facebook community group by simply searching Critical Hit : The Pokey Center.
Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Dare you? How can you not know who the fuck Danny DeRito is?
I've literally been out of the country.
Danny DeRito's been around before.
You need to fill me in then.
I'm pulling him up.
Why did I do this to myself?
You did this to yourself. Here
this
he
looks
is.
So ghetto.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
It's Danny DeVito in a Dorito. Danny DeRito.
I quit.
Look, someone got a tattoo of him.
I'm leaving my own house.
That's beautiful. It looks like a fucking wart, but that's beautiful.
It looks like a fucking wart.
It does!
This just in, Danny DeRito is a fucking wart.
Don't get me wrong, I love that wart. He's fucking amazing, but he's a wart.
Hey guys, so... Welcome to Critical Hit. We used to be a Pokemon podcast.
Now, we are a Doritos podcast.
Yes, we are. Not sponsored by Doritos yet.
About 2.5 years ago, behind a Doritos factory, we fell through a magical portal into the not-so-magical, not-so-fantastical land of Doom.
Yeah.
I love Doom.
Wow, you're just ripping off another thing like you ripped off the thing with your art. No.
I mean, my Pokemon that I created was a ripoff.
Yeah.
It is. Straight up. Just like you fucking
it was meant to be. It was meant to be a ripoff.
Copy-pasted, color-corrected. Done.
No. I squiggled.
Yeah, he squiggled the eyes, and that's the only difference.
Or you want a fucking gold star? Did bad.
I mean, at least I did it.
You can't blame me for not doing it.
I'm blaming Brittany, not you.
Okay.
I fucking did do it. I just gotta post it.
Where's the proof?
It's at home. In my sketchbook.
Okay, whatever you say.
You know what, Jake? I don't have time to fucking attitude today. Okay? I'm doing my nails. I'm gonna look like a hot Cheeto.
Girl, I'm not in it today.
She told me she's gonna get the sparkly pink lip gloss and the long lashes.
Like the huge ones.
Please, can you do that at
I'm
work?
Going to.
And just be like the Valley Girl at work for a whole day and just be like, I don't know what that game is.
No.
But I like the cover. One, just one day.
Those are like the pick me girls. I hate that.
Do it, please.
Patrick Star Hot Cheeto Girl.
Yes.
It's perfect.
I guarantee you will get sexually harassed less at work, if not more.
Those nails are like this one too. Like you're supposed to cut these, but those ones are like long, long. Jesus Christ. I will absolutely cut these. I will not leave them.
It's
like
fate.
This.
Do it. One day.
Someone needs to buy me this sticker.
Just so you know, if you lose a trainer challenge, that is your punishment.
That's fine. I'm A-okay with that. I would do that shit for free.
Okay, like, then do it tomorrow.
I don't have, or I can't. I have a birthday party tomorrow.
She's not working tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Show up to the party like that tomorrow.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. What do you think I'm here for?
She thought about it. Like, it went through her head. She's like, I could.
I really could. I feel like his family would disown me if I, like, turned up like that.
That would be hilarious. Pop out of a cake like that.
Anywho, I'm Sam.
Smash Mantha.
You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
And I'm Britt, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at SpookyVaporeon. That is spooky with an I.
And on OnlyFans. And
shut up, stop.
She's selling Raptor's feet. And not only that, if you subscribe this month, you get free nail clippings.
Yes.
Fingernails for cash. When you type in finger N on YouTube, that is the first thing that popped up. Don't ask me how I know. It was because we were looking up fingernail tattoos.
If you buy the fingernail clippings this month, next month, you'll get a special half off the bathwater prizes.
Ooh, and a bonus toenail clipping.
And too. A bonus toenail.
Painted at your favorite color.
With some gunk
color.
Underneath and everything. I like won't wash my feet for like a week.
That's like poop and dead skin.
That's nasty. Wait, why
poop?
How
the fuck is poop getting underneath your toenails?
I don't know.
Are you just wiping your ass with your foot? Because that's
like,
talented.
Some people
ground.
Have to. Like, they don't have arms, Sam.
He's shitting on the ground and he's
Jesus.
Stomping around in it.
There's this thing called a bidet.
How do you use it if you don't have fucking arms?
Jake, you can press the fucking button with your foot instead of shoving your own foot up your ass. Don't
you
be stupid.
Don't be like no armistice. No arm phobic.
You know what we could do? Nail ASMR.
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say talk about the news because there's a shit ton of it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we have a ton of news to talk about. We'll go ahead and catch you up. So I know that we normally do, or normally, because we've only been 2 seasons in, I know that we have been planning to do some sort of deck giveaway, but...
Yeah, look, now you can't use your fucking fingers.
I can use my knuckles. It's fine.
Calm the fuck down, Patricia.
Okay.
Patricia.
So when Brittany has long nails, that's her alter ego is Patricia.
Oh, I guess they're damn long
no,
as
did.
Shit.
I did.
Do you want some hot Cheetos with those?
I don't like Cheetos. I like Cheeto Puffs. I don't like Cheetos.
They
this
make Flamin' Hot Cheeto Puffs. No, I don't know that.
Anyways, so... We can't do a deck giveaway because there are no cards. So we have decided that we are going to give away a t-shirt or hoodie and a sticker in place of that, and we're really sorry.
And toenail clippings.
And I'm literally gonna make you bag some like fingernail clippings to send with them now.
Please don't.
I might.
They could be those ones, they'll be clean.
Yeah.
I mean, she does have like a whole tackle box worth.
I do. It literally looks like one.
So you should clip them and we'll put them in a baggie and we'll tape them to the shirt. And we'll send them to the
What kind of shirt or hoodie is this going to be?
So it will be winter themed. So we will probably have either sexy jeans.
Yeah!
I would get it.
So we're either looking at Stripper Jinx or some sort of ice type Pokemon.
I personally am casting my hat in for Sexy Jinx.
I can second that.
So we'll maybe we'll have an Instagram vote. We'll let the people decide what type of shirt they want. A poll for the poll.
And the winner will get that.
Yeah, that will be the shirt giveaway. How we're going to do the giveaway, we will let you know.
Closer to the 20th episode.
Yeah. Next week's episode of Dragon Ball Z.
They're just gonna
checks on them. Dragon Ball Z is not in season right now.
They're just gonna power up for about 5 episodes. And then it's just gonna end on that cliffhanger. I've seen Dragon Ball.
I've seen Dragon.
Actually. Alright,
let's get straight to it.
Let's get straight to it. So...
Like, this is too loud. I'm just not gonna do that right now.
You've already started. It's too late.
No, I just don't wanna.
I just
like,
hear you clicking.
The background noise.
Let's go ahead and start with TCG news. Some of this is.
Wait,
older
they still
stuff.
Have news?
You believe it or not. Some of this is older stuff that has happened within the last couple weeks, but if you are not privy to looking up the news yourself, we're going to give you everything from the past 2 weeks that we missed, as well as stuff coming up for this week. Beginning with Professor Willow from Pokemon Go. He is coming to a Pokemon card. Can you stop? I would like to actually do the news instead of getting Hot Cheeto Girl flipping off a friggin' straight edge.
I'm working
right here.
You're not paying attention, and I'll wait.
I'm paying attention.
Sexy
Willow is getting a card.
Sexy Willow is getting a card. The card will most likely be part of a Pokemon product, and it'll probably be a supporter because that's how people work in the game.
No, they're just gonna make this person a Pokemon and be like, get in there.
They've done it once.
What?
They've done it once as a Japanese promo. Pokemon the movie Coco. Coco was a Pokemon. So it's not entirely off the table, but is pretty much off the table. Most likely it'll be revealed in May and then released soon after. Are you guys this is also the first time that they've actually promoted Pokemon Go content in the TCG. So
right.
And even, it's a big thing.
I think it's actually pretty cool. So honestly, everything that's been going on with the 25th anniversary, they've been doing a lot of cool stuff. It is nice to see some more continuity crossover, because we've seen Jesse and James crossover from the anime to Pokemon Go.
To the cards.
And so now we're kind of making that full circle of anime, cards, and Go with Professor...
Sexy Willow.
Hashtag call me daddy onto a card.
Yeah.
That looks so bad.
She can't even do it.
What in the fucking raptor? Yeah, I was about to say, what in the raptor claws?
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm pretty excited for this too. I'm hoping though that they don't skimp on it and make it just one of the regular supporter cards, but that they actually do a full art for Willow. Can you stop? I hope that they make Willow a full art. I feel like he definitely deserves that. It's Pokemon, not only is it Pokemon's 25th anniversary, it's Pokemon Go's 5th anniversary.
Jesus Christ, it's 5 years old already.
Yeah, it's 5 years old. They came up in 2016, and yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens. There's some new products coming out in May. I'm wondering if it'll pop up then, or if it'll be with a different product, or if it'll be
something else. I think it'll happen in May, if not like as a weird promo card. I don't know though. I'm just guessing out of my ass.
I definitely think it's going to be part of a product. I don't think that they would make this big of a deal about one card and then just throw it in a random set.
Right. Honestly, I think it'd be cool if they did like a Pokemon box set where like you had Professor Willow as the main card, and then like they even had like some other small cards of like a Pokemon stop or, you know, egg incubators or some stuff like that.
Right. For sure, I'm going to be doing this off and on all night.
I was literally just thinking about it. Just like, I should lay on the ground.
Should lay on the floor. We're recording in an empty house tonight. Jake, no. Jake, stop it. Okay. So that is Pokemon Go, Professor Willow.
We have Sleepover Sam.
Sleepover Sam, yep.
It's like a garbage pail kid.
Gonna go sleepy. I didn't get my fucking nap today. So
I guess I'm gonna join Sleepover Sam.
Yeah.
Up next, this is something I'm personally really excited for. We have a full English set list available for Battle Styles. I'm fucking hyped.
Oh, are we even gonna get Battle Styles?
Yes.
Are we?
There's still pre-orders available for boosters right now.
I don't fucking know, Jake.
Are we?
No, because Shining Fates doesn't even fucking exist. I'm pretty sure it's a myth.
I'm pretty salty about it, too. I've touched an ETB, though. I know it exists.
I've touched it.
You've touched 7, and then the dude picked him up.
He only got 3 so far. We haven't even gotten all of our pre-orders in yet. It's coming in waves.
Fuck that shit.
But the pre-release promos for this set includes Cherrim, Octillery, Houndoom, and Bronzong. Not all the cards will have the single straps.
That sounds like some steamy content.
It's very nice.
Grab your Garador and your Low Bunny, boys and girls.
Low Bunny, you fucker.
I'm yelling
at you. I can't see you.
I like how she's upset about my pronunciation and not about the content.
No, I've given up on content.
Okay, it just comes to us naturally.
Keep going.
But all the cards will have single rapid strike designation, but here's the list for the ones that do. For single strike, we have Emboar, single strike Urshifu V, single strike Urshifu V Max, Houndoom, and Tyranitar V. For rapid strike, we have Octillery, Empoleon V, Mine Shao.
Yep.
Rapid Strike Urshifu V and Rapid Strike Urshifu V Max. I'm personally excited for those Tyranitar and Empoleon cards.
That's like, those are so the alternate high arts. They're gonna be hella hard to pull.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute though, I love them.
But they're gonna be worth it.
Again, this set is gonna release on March 19th, so here pretty soon actually. Because as we are recording this, it is March 5th today.
Yep. So another set we probably won't be able to get our hands on.
Dude.
I have a little more hope for this one though, just because there isn't a Charizard involved.
You don't think it'll be like as sought after?
No.
Because Charizard's not in it?
I don't. Because Vivid Voltage, while it did have Pikachu... Oh no, shoot. Vivid Voltage still had a Charizard in it too. Let's go back to Rebel Clash. Rebel Clash didn't have a Charizard. You might see some Rebel Clash still hanging around.
So
that's something I haven't thought about. Like when cards like, I don't want to say like when they first were becoming like super popular with the scalpers again, but when they were, like I noticed that Rebel Clash was like the set that people would least likely pick up.
So here's
don't like Rebel Clash.
Here's my issue either with that though, is like scalpers are buying literally everything. So I don't think there's going to be any discrimination anymore whether there's a Charizard in the set or not. I think if it has Pokemon on it, it's going to be scalped. Like, even toys and plushies at this point are
getting
taken.
Well, yeah, now. But I'm meaning, like, when it, like, with the whole Logan Paul situation, like, things, when it became popular, like, I don't know. I don't want to say when it first became popular, because Pokemon has, like, consistently been a popular thing, but, like, lately, like, Rebel Clash was, like,
since
not
the hype
a
of
favorite.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ultimately, they're... They might scalp a bunch to begin, but they're only going to continue to scalp what's in demand. So if none of these cards are proving to be worth too much, with the exception of maybe one or two, then eventually the hype for this particular set will die down a bit. Will it ever be perfect? Will it ever be back to what it started as? Will we ever see as many cards as we used to? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it'll probably be getting better.
Sorry about that bump. Brittany's butthole fell out.
What the fuck?
That's what you get for doing your goddams. Your goddams.
My that's, Cheeto girl stabbers.
That's why you never squat in the living room.
I feel so ghetto right now. I know they're like crooked as fuck, but I'm gonna fix them. I'm gonna file them to be pointy so I can stab scalpers at work.
There you go. So next up, we have EB Heroes. We have some more information on that set in Japan. I don't want to look at what you sent, Jake. EB Heroes will have a bundled product that features unique artwork. Like all Japanese sets, EB Heroes will see the release of a special bundle package featuring unique artwork. The product is named the Eeveelution Set. It will be available at Pokemon Centers in Japan. The product will come with two booster boxes of Eevee Heroes, 60 booster packs total, a set of 64 card sleeves, a deck box, card storage box, and a VMAX promo pack. Promo pack could be the one from the Eeveelution VMAX special sets, which features one of four Eeveelution VMAX cards. It will retail for around 11,330 yen, or around $107.
Holy shit.
Which honestly, for all that stuff, isn't worth. It's totally worth it. It's not that much.
I'm like, you're gonna catch me fucking buying that when it becomes available in America.
It's not. It won't.
Do you think we would be able to get it like shipped internationally at all?
If you find a middleman.
Maybe.
It releases on May 28th, the same day as the EB Hero set. I don't know if you guys saw the artwork, but I was able to, and it's super cute. It's adorable.
Oh, I need to see it.
It is Eevee and Umbreon kind of running through this little village with a cobblestone pathway, and there's houses on either side, and then there's Espeon just sort of sitting in the background. If you look above, like towards the top of the houses, you see Sylveon with a human trainer, a female trainer, just hanging out, like doing laundry. And it's just super cute. It's really well done. It's definitely different than the images of that dummy pack where they literally just put the PNGs on the actual pack.
Where can I find the picture at?
You can find this picture at pokebeach.com. It's where we get most of our news, and then you're going to want to go to the second page. So this product looks super cool. I wish this was something that would come to the U.S. because of the popularity with Eevee and the Eeveelutions. Maybe it will, but I kind of doubt it. It's super stinking cute, though.
It is really cute. I love it a lot.
Yeah. Up next, we have Matchless Fighters. It's going to release in Japan soon, and we have some new cards that got revealed.
Oh.
Right? Isn't it cute?
Oh, I like that. I love that, actually.
It's super cute.
And you'll never have it.
Fuck you, Jake.
That's inappropriate.
Maybe I'll just prostitute myself out to get it.
Find a middleman.
Find a middleman.
Yep. Okay. So, definitely we talk about these Japanese sets because we know the vast majority of these cards are coming to the English sets later on. And there are some pretty stinking cool cards that are coming out that I'm excited about. The next Japanese set, Matchless Fighter, releases on March 19th. The same day as Battle Styles in the rest of the world. Because of the upcoming release, cards are slowly being revealed. Some of those cards include the Galarian versions of the Bird Trio, Blaziken V and VMAX, and Galarian Slowking V and VMAX. The Blaziken VMAX looks so good. It is fierce. You can just see the talons, you can see the teeth, which I never really think about with Blaziken, but they're there. And it just looks like a really fierce, really powerful card. So,
nice.
I'm excited for when that comes out in the US.
Very good.
Yeah. Other than that, we have Shining Fates that came out on the 19th.
Which nobody can fucking get right now.
Yeah. It's been hard. I check Walmart, I check Target. Definitely, if you have been able to find Shining Fates like I know Dakota has.
If you've been able to find anything, honestly.
Right. If you've been able to find Shining Fates, congrats. It's a really awesome set from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dude, I straight up left the country and couldn't find anything.
That's wild. I know our town's been having a hard time with Pokemon, but maybe that's because our local game store is just a bit smaller and just not getting as many allocations. Same with our GameStop, you know, probably just a bit smaller than some of the other ones.
Do more, Brittany, to get more cards.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Oh my God.
If you actually showed up and did your work.
Do you know how much I worked this week, Jake?
Obviously not enough because we don't see any Pokemon cards.
I will commit die. It will happen.
You will commit.
I will commit die. Yes, girl.
It will happen.
Oh, I hate that.
The fact that it's picking it up hurts my soul.
I hate how these look right now. I want to cut them so bad.
I just think of like a little cockroach scurrying on the ground.
Oh, stop. Jake, you know how you feel about birds? That's how I feel about bugs.
Ooh.
All right, are we ready for some video game news?
I am fucking excited for the video game news, actually.
Yeah, let's talk about video games because Pokemon had a presentation on Friday, February 26th, and we got a whole bunch of shit. And it has been stuff that I have been waiting for years. Literal years. 15 years after the original games came out, the Pokemon Company has finally announced that they are making remakes of Diamond and Pearl.
Ugh.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not that I'm not gonna get the game, and it's not that I'm not excited.
If you're gonna bitch about the art style, I don't wanna hear it, because we're not gonna talk about
it's,
it.
It's not even the art style. It's like, out of all the generations that they could have done, I just feel it's odd that they picked this one.
Jake, it goes in order. The last remakes were Hoenn.
I don't ever remember seeing those.
Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire Nintendo 3DS.
Those were the last remakes.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Nope. Unless for the Switch, it doesn't count.
No, that's not how that works.
Nobody fucking asked you, Jake.
Brittany, do your job.
I am.
No, these
until
were...
Sam and I have Pokemon cards, you're not doing your job.
Nobody
good
understands
enough.
Me.
Slams door. Can you? I need you to do that at least once at work and like set up your phone so that way when your boss says you do something, just be like, "Oh, no one understands me," and just like storm off.
Honestly, she probably would not react at all if I did that.
You can make it a TikTok.
Good.
Please. Yeah.
No, so in the mainline games, and we're not counting Let's Go because they're not technically mainline, these were the next ones up for a remake. So it makes perfect sense why it's Diamond and Pearl. Don't be fucking stupid.
Oh my god.
Because if you had the remakes of Fire Red and Leaf Green, Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, and now we have Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Up next, once they're gonna start making remakes again, we have Black and White, Gen 5.
Jake's favorite.
Yay.
Yay.
It's gonna be so good, and you know you're gonna fucking buy it.
I know I'll buy it. But I'm gonna bitch the whole time.
So the new remakes, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, are coming to the Switch in late 2021. The games are being developed by ILCA instead of Game Freak. This will allow both development teams on Game Freak to focus on other games, particularly the one we're going to talk about next. I think this is a great thing because Game Freak has been putting in minimal effort for a long time. Because they have their A team, which works on like the main game, and then they have their B team, which will work on like Black and White 2 or Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, those games that come after that add to that story. And so their development teams have been spread a little bit thin. They know that they're going to put in the minimal work to get the max amount of profit because it's Pokemon and it's going to sell. And just like with how new Pokemon Snap is being developed by Bandai, I think ILCA will do a really, really good job with these games. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl will be faithful to remakes to the originals, keeping the same scale as the classic DS games, and having a chibi style which actually mimics the originals. There's been a lot of people who have hated on this chibi style because you got the little body and the big heads.
I think it's cute. It's super cute.
It's super cute, and people didn't mind it when it was pixelated. But now that it has smooth edges, apparently it's a big deal now, and it's silly.
I see a lot of people, they're all like, oh, I wouldn't be mad if it, like, was cel-shaded. And I'm like, what fucking difference does it make? Like, it's gonna look the exact same, just, like, with different shading.
The thing that gets me is that people who were bitching about Sword and Shield's graphics for years when that game came out in 2019 and have continued to bitch about it in the 2 years since it has come out, year and a half, are now saying, well, Diamond and Pearl should look like Sword and Shield. Like, bitch, you want that fucking tree in there? And so I'm...
Tree lives matter.
Have you seen that tree in the wild area? It's like friggin' a mess. It is a mess. You can see through it. It glitches. It was obvious that was rushed, but I don't think that this will be one because it's been 15 friggin' years since the originals. But also, just the footage that they did show was clean. It was smooth. And it has the same feel for me as Diamond and Pearl did back in the day. I know I am going to be buying both of these games, but if you're not, would you rather get Diamond or Pearl?
I'll probably get Diamond. And so here's the thing. I know everyone's complaining about the games, but I think the people that are complaining the most about this game are probably going to be the ones hyping it up when they buy it.
Yeah.
I have that feeling.
Brittany, would you get diamond or pearl?
I'm gonna get both, probably. I'm gonna buy one and then I'll borrow one from work, and then I'll just buy it eventually.
She's gonna get Pokemon Hot Cheeto.
If I had to, like, pick one, though, it would probably be diamond, for sure.
I always played diamond as a kid, just because I thought Dialga was better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that my diamond file, like, got deleted partway through. And so I have all my progress saved on Pearl, including a couple of shiny Pokemon. Which, back then, you were at full odds and of like 8,000.
Jesus.
So now I can't delete my Pearl file to start over. It kind of makes me sad. Not gonna lie, it kind of makes me sad.
I wish I still had my DS. It's fine, I'll get another one sometime.
It's fine.
I'll do it.
Yeah. But in addition to Diamond and Pearl remakes, we got a brand new game that is coming out in 2022. And that is Pokemon Legends Arceus. Pokemon is branching out and creating what they're calling a pre-make. It takes place in the Sinnoh region before it was settled and developed as the Sinnoh region. You play as a character who has the job of catching Pokemon and creating Sinnoh's first Pokédex. A traveling professor recruits your help and provides the choices of Rowlet, Cyndaquil, and Oshawa as starters. Rowlet represents the archer, Cyndaquil represents the warrior, and Oshawa represents the samurai. The game features an open world concept where you can explore freely, throw Pokeballs, and battle. The really cool thing about this game is that the Pokemon themselves actually make contact instead of having the little sprite just move an inch to the left and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do this to make it feel more immersive, and that way you can just seamlessly go from exploring to battling back to exploring without having all those transitions, which is really neat. One thing that this also talks about is that, and I always find this kind of funny, Alola was technically, according to this game, discovered before Sinnoh.
Hmm.
Yeah. And you don't really think about that all that much, but, you know, it's kind of weird to think about.
I actually like it. I love that they're creating more history in there, and like canon history.
Yeah.
For things, because it's just like, you kind of assume that like certain regions were discovered based off of when they're introduced, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. So I always thought, oh, Galar and Alola, because they're the most recent games, they're the most recent regions, but this is kind of proving that theory wrong.
Right. No, and I love it. I'm honestly really excited about this game, probably more than the other one, but it's gonna be really cool, you know. And it's even like the look at the Pokeball designs.
Oh yeah, with the wood and the steam coming out.
Right. So you even like, especially if you remember in the Celebi movie, when like Professor Oak has the twist one off, you could definitely see where like the evolution of Pokemon has come. Which I think maybe some of these fan theories and stuff that we have about like what Pokemon looked like. So obviously the whole like fan theory of like Pokemon were like the world of Pokemon's like post-apocalyptic is obviously that's nixed right in the butt because that couldn't happen. But then we know that the regions must have fought because Lieutenant Surge did fight in the Pokemon War.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll get to see more of kind of like that backstory and that history with other games as well.
Well, definitely this opens it up to having more games like this. I think the future of this type of game will depend on kind of the popularity it has right now. But the Pokemon Company is listening and they're saying, we get it that you guys are eating this shit up. We get it that you have these theories about this kind of stuff. And so they're making a game to sort of cater to that. This could open up games to like new legendaries. This could open up the games to the mythicals. This could open a lot of doors. And I hope that it does well enough so they can continue with it. Because right now, and I know the game footage that they did show isn't finalized and it's not cleaned and it's not polished, but the footage that they did show looks fun. It just looks like a fun game.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because you have two different styles of games coming out. But there's this meme going around that says, do you want the Pokemon game that looks like Legend of Zelda? Or do you want the Pokemon game that looks like Legend of Zelda? And so the fact that Link's Awakening had this sort of like chibi style and it's kind of cute.
People did not like Link's Awakening though. Like when it released, they got a lot of backlash.
Well, they're fucking stupid. I actually haven't played it, so I don't know. And then you have this open world style concept that's similar to Breath of the Wild, which was hugely popular. So I see this one being popular as well, because this is what people have been asking for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who wants to tell us about Pokemon Snap? Somebody.
I will tell us about Pokemon Snap.
Thank you.
So.
Somebody want.
Thank you, Jake.
Sorry, I was waiting for everyone to join in. But...
We have more footage from Pokemon Snap. During the February 26th Pokemon Presents, we got a new trailer for new Pokemon Snap, which introduces your team members, Rita and Phil.
Phil looks like this big ol' edge lord. With his hair, he looks like he's constantly trying to go Super Saiyan.
Oh no.
Have you seen him?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
You need to see him.
I'll check it out.
Keep going.
So the trailer also goes into more detail about the Illumina orbs. You throw them at the Pokemon, which causes them to glow. If the Pokemon is using a move, such as Flame Kick, the fire might even change colors. Despite showing footage of some of the 200 plus Pokemon in gameplay, the trailer also reveals that players can edit their photos with filters, stickers, and more, which is very fun. Once you are happy with your photo, you can share them online if you choose. Other players have the option to like the picture, and if it is popular, it might get featured and get more attention. So it's like Instagram for Pokemon.
It's like Instagram for Pokemon,
and
yes.
I like it. I'm excited about that. I think that's a cool concept, and it's very, like, it's new. Like, that's something that younger audiences will really like, too, so I feel like mm-hmm. it'll get, like, immensely popular.
Yeah,
but
for sure. I guess I should actually get down by the mic. Yeah, definitely. This game looks like it's going to be super fun. There's a couple of things from the trailer, though, that I just found silly. It was funny, but it was silly at the same time.
I'm so sorry. We're going to, like, be moving mics, like, we're in Jake's new house, and we're recording with our mics on, like, a box, and then we're moving them to the floor and back and forth because we keep changing positions from sitting to laying down. So I apologize in advance.
Yeah.
This is gonna be really loud, I'm so sorry.
Do it now. Okay.
But. Are we done?
So going back to this trailer, I want you to go ahead and look up Phil from new Pokemon Snap 2. This trailer, you know, it shows different aspects. It shows how they're gonna be grading the Pokemon. But there's two instances that I just think is just goofy. There's one point in the trailer where you just see a dead Magikarp laying on a rock, doing nothing. And so...
Dead Magikarp laying and doing nothing is my spirit animal.
Okay. And then there's a second time where it shows off the Illumina orbs. And literally, your protagonist, your character, just hucks it at a Pokemon. And it, like, just throws it at a Swanna. There's no trying to give it to anybody. It's just, chuck it.
Sorry, he looks like, forgive me, I have not played Kingdom Hearts before. It looks really cool and I respect it. He looks like the main character from Kingdom Hearts, kind of. Does he not? I feel like he kind of does. Like, his stance, his attitude, his hair, it fits it.
Yeah. So that's Phil. But either way, I'm still super excited for this game. My wallet's not super excited for this game.
Oh, my wallet's not fucking ready for anything. I'm gonna be suffering.
Yeah. But
aren't we all suffering emotionally?
I mean, yeah. How many suicide jokes have there been so far? Three tonight?
Yeah.
It's fine. We're fine. Quit picking your butt.
God, I was nasty. Fixing my shirt.
Disgusting.
Jake is fisting his own ass on the fucking, like,
I am.
Podcast right now.
Brittany asked for it, though, before we started recording. She's just like, hey, this is just something I really want to see.
What?
Do you mind? And I was just like, that's weird.
Be a good fucking host. When somebody asks you to fucking fist your ass, like...
You do it.
And they're right in your house.
So I was like, we're friends. I guess I will fist my butthole for you.
And this is why I don't tell people about it.
I think about that, too. Sam and I were just talking about that the other day. Like... This guy came into GameStop and he bought some ETBs, the Champions ETBs, and he pulled the fucking Charizard. And he comes back in to tell us about it, and Sam's here, like, when that happens.
Along with one of my third graders.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
No, it's fine. But I'm talking to this guy while Brittany's helping this massive rush that came in. And she's telling him about the podcast. And he's asking about, like, grading cards and stuff like that, because he doesn't know much about Pokemon cards and their value. And I said, well, he goes, you guys have a podcast, right? Do you talk about that? And I'm like, here's the episode. And I give him the episode, and he was really nice, really sweet. And I go to Brittany, and he goes to me before he leaves. He's like, thanks, I'm going to listen to it with my wife.
And I go
to Brittany afterwards, you know, after it's all calmed down, I said, he's never going to come back here.
No, and I haven't seen him since then, though. And he comes in, and he's wearing, like, a hat with, like, a cross on it. Like,
and it said warrior.
Nothing about, like, Jesus lovers or anything, but, like, this guy's a Christian. He probably doesn't.
And he was so, like, sweet stuff, and so innocent, and I'm like, oh god, he's gonna hear about all the dicks.
I guarantee you, he's like on his way, dropping his kids off to their private school.
Oh no!
And the first thing he just probably hears is, Sunday, Dickpalooza!
I think we did tell him that it, like, wasn't...
I think I did.
Well, normally when I recommend the podcast to people, I always let them know, like, hey, like, this is not appropriate for kids, like, at all. Like, don't listen to this.
I say it's perfect for children.
You're gonna get people to, like, not listen to us and fucking ban us now because you're false advertising.
Which is why I really wish you would put an explicit content on our
thing. Yeah.
No, we have an explicit on
our
episodes.
Good.
It's rated E for everyone.
Stop it. Yeah, so anywho, going back to all of that, go get Pokemon Snap, I guess, was the...
The gist of it?
The gist of it. I know I'm gonna get it. I know I'm gonna play it. I know I'm gonna post up those pictures with the filters and the stickers and the edits.
I'm gonna have so much fun with this.
Like, I'm gonna be 100% honest, the stickers are cheesy. But you have to remember, this is a game meant for children.
No, it's meant for adults.
It is meant for the children.
Technically, it's made E10 plus for everybody. You just have
is
to know how to.
Is it really E10 plus?
I think it will be.
Probably because of the online aspect.
It's like you have to learn. You have to know how to read to play this game, guaranteed. I think that's why they do the 10 plus, because there's, like, reading in it.
So are you saying those who can't read don't deserve to play games?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Fuck those people who can't fucking read. If you're, like, a grown man and you can't fucking read, don't fucking play this game.
You said that.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck those kindergartners.
She's gonna walk up to him. Brittany says, fuck you guys. And she just shoves them down.
I'm just kidding. Don't take my word for that. I don't know if it's rated E or E10 plus. Like, it's going to be one of the
You're supposed
other
to be a video game professional. How can anyone trust
fuck
anything?
Fuck you, Jake. I've had such a long day. I am so tired. I have fucking ghetto-ass nails on right now that I can't do anything about until I get home.
Calm down, Patricia.
I don't want to fucking hear it right now. I don't want to hear it. I don't.
Go ahead, click your nails for a couple seconds so you can feel better.
Wait.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. How are you today? This has been 5 minutes of ASMR. Subscribe to my OnlyFans for more.
Fucking Patricia.
Okay.
That felt great. Thank you, Sam.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, moving on to games that we actually have in our possession. Registration is now open for the online Spike Myth Cup in Sword and Shield. Named after the home of the Ruckus team, y'all. Why couldn't I say that? That's wrong. Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Raccoons Team Yo.
Raccoons.
This online competition shares the same restriction that all gym challengers must face when battling in Spike Myth. Dynamaxing and Gigantamaxing are not permitted. So put your skills to the test and make some noise during this global event, because it's sure to be a weekend filled with action-packed battles worth yelling about. Trainers who participate in at least one Spike Myth Cup battle will earn a participation gift of 50 battle points. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of love this.
Mm-hmm. I do cool. too, even I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get my shit rocked hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least I get battle points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a demon in your house.
It's
Coda. I have several of them.
It's Coda.
You don't keep a demon in your house?
I do have demons in my house, but we don't acknowledge that, so it doesn't create bad energy. But thank you for bringing that up.
It's either a dog or an 8-year-old.
I hope it's a potato.
Potato is not making that much noise. Yeah, so...
I have a feeling your demon's name is Steve.
You keep saying that. I thought that was a shop demon.
No, there's Steffi.
It's the same demon, just like traveling to different places. It's fine.
Maybe he commutes.
He's got a life.
I mean, he could, you know, maybe he's a part-timer, you know. So he has to pick up multiple shifts in order to, you know, to make his salary.
I think this is like the probably overview of the podcast. Like, Sam tries to say something and then Jake interrupts with something and continues to go on. And then Sam like sits there and is like, like, that's all I can explain it is.
Going back to it, I really enjoy Dynamaxing and Gigantamaxing, but at this point, you know, maybe one or two battles where you're limited to not having these ridiculously powered Pokemon, I think we'll put a little bit more thought into it. And I'm not saying that VGC players have no thought into it, because they're extraordinarily smart and they know what they're doing, and they have to deal with IV training, EV training, yada yada yada, and they know how to build a team. But I think that with the integration of Sword and Shield, that some of it's probably been a little bit dependent on Gigantamaxing and Dynamaxing, and so it'll be good to shake things up just a little bit, even if it's for one weekend.
No, I agree, and no, I absolutely agree with you. And honestly, it's like, it kind of forces you to, you know, play a little more like original, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Went right with that. My whole thing though, I love playing online. I think it's super fun. I don't understand IV or EV training.
And you kind of, you have to in order to be genuinely competitive online.
And honestly, I kind of think it's fucking stupid. Like, don't get me wrong, those who do it, good for you. That is a set of skill and patience that I wish I had, because I'm sure if I had that knowledge and that patience to do it, I would be fucking doing it too. But I don't. And I think it's...
Jesus Christ.
You should have fucking paid Steve and Brittany.
Oh, no, don't say that.
It's the
Oh my god, I'm so scared of the fucking
It's the union. The demon's union.
I thought we were gonna die.
It's Coda.
That actually scared me.
No, it's the demon's union.
Stop.
So, what was I saying before my dog interrupted? Fuck.
EVI training, you would do yes. it, but because you're not smart enough, you
right?
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I'm the same way. I'm the right. exact same way. Right. I do not have the patience.
Well, my whole thing is just like
time or the intellect to do it.
I just do typing, and that's I'm like that should be good enough. I didn't know like, you know, rock beats scissors. You know, I didn't know like, oh, this type of rock has granite in it, so therefore it can like fly over scissors and convolute them, you know.
That's not how rock, paper, scissors or how typing works.
That's how he understands.
No, they're essentially saying that even though you have two Machamps at the exact same level, I don't know why I'm using Machamp, shut the fuck up, I don't know.
Okay.
It's a fetish.
Two Machamps.
Sleeping with your Machamp?
They are both level 47. But this one has better IVs, so it's gonna kick the other one's ass. And that's what they're saying, and it's no longer about typing, and it's no longer about, oh, is my fire Pokemon strong against my steel? Yes. But now it's a whole other level, and you're still gonna see that. They're just taking out the Dynamaxing, the Gigantamaxing. So,
right, I'm
still gonna get our shit rocked.
I'm just talking about in general, like, they're putting way too much work. I just want to watch animals fight and kill each other.
Nice.
Yeah, and steal little kids' money.
Yeah.
So the eligible
the
Pokemon...
The simple things in life.
The eligible Pokemon for this are the Galar Pokedex number 1 through 397, Isle of Armor Pokedex number 1 through 210, and Crown Tundra Pokedex number 1 through 209. Please review the eligible Pokemon section of the competition rules from within your game for more details. Also remember that trainers are not allowed to use Dynamax or Gigantamax during this event. Registration is open from now until March 18th, 4:59 p.m. I'm assuming Pacific Daylight Time.
They're making it sound like you have the ability to Dynamax and that if you get caught.
Yeah, and I just feel like they should just take it away.
I mean, if wouldn't it be taken away?
You'd think, but why'd they say it like that? You try to Dynamax, you automatically lose.
Maybe.
That's stupid. Just don't give them the option to
Jesus
Dynamax.
Fucking Christ, Brittany. Can you just for once just follow the rules?
I'm a ripple.
Clash.
This is why Steven doesn't like you.
It's a thing that they do now, right? The throw it and catch it.
Oh, fuck.
That's what my sister does.
Then probably.
Do you not hit her
It
enough?
Only feels right with these nails. I have to. These are so fun. I should do this every podcast.
We're gonna see her hair like in a bun and like permed.
It kind of is kind of like a. I thought this was cute. I did it today and I was like.
She slowly
this is
turned
fine.
Into a TikTok thought.
Oh, I've made 2 TikToks. 2.
Should be more on there, my dear.
Don't call me out like that, Sam.
She's calling you out.
This one is so fucking crooked.
God damn. It's for the cocaine.
It's scooping it up. It's.
Okay, who wants to talk about Pokemon Go?
Can you snort a pixie stick from your...
Nope, we're talking about Pokemon
nail.
Go.
I'm not snorting anything.
We are talking about Pokemon Go.
We are.
Somebody f***ing talk about Pokemon Go.
It's Jake's turn.
Actually, so talking about Pokemon Go, Mexico was lit for it.
Yeah, you actually should have had some exclusives down there.
I didn't see any of those.
Fuck you. Because I was going to trade you if you got more than one.
What exclusive would have been? Maybe I was wrong.
Let's look.
Because
while I am looking, you should tell us some news about Pokemon Go. Fucking shit.
God damn it. Let me open up the drive.
You haven't been looking at the notes?
I have.
I have, Sam. I appreciate your time that you put into these notes.
I'm going to screech.
Please. So Pokemon Go is a game that you can download on your phone.
I hate you.
And
so does Steve.
Fucking Steve. No, so, sorry, I don't have my glasses. So the monthly rocket tasks are back. Complete these special research and defeat
Geodon. You could have gotten Corsola! Fuck!
Dude, I didn't see that at all.
Fucking shit, man. That sucks. Okay, keep going.
She's not even bummed out for me. She's just bummed out for herself.
Yeah, I am.
Sam's like, fuck you.
God damn it, Brittany.
What?
Let's just agree to blame her.
Okay.
Oh, shit, man. You could have gotten Heracross, too.
Actually.
You fucking missed out.
I think I saw one, but it got away.
Oh, my God. You're useless.
Stop playing the game.
God damn it, Brittany.
Quit playing it. If you can't fucking do it right, don't do it at all.
Okay.
You know, just slap me in the face and call me Brittany.
Monthly rocket tasks are back. Keep going.
Yeah, so monthly rocket tasks are back. And they have special researches and defeat Giovanni to get special shadow Pokemon. March is Articuno. April, Zapdos. May is Moltres. The legendary weather genies are back in 5-star raids. Incarnate from Tornadus.
Form. Form.
Form. From.
Form.
Tornadoes. And. No. Form of Tornadus. Am I saying that?
Yep.
Is back in raids beginning March 6th and going until March 11th. Thunderous will be returning March 11th through 16th, and after that, Therian form, no clouds replaced with legs of,
so stupid looking.
Of Thunderous appears in raids from 16th to 30th.
And
I have to see what this looks like.
Oh god, they're stupid. I'm assuming that the other Therian forms will be after that, but the site has not been updated.
If this
enough.
Is the Pokemon that I think it is, I fucking hate the way this one looks. It's like the genie guy in the cloud, right?
Yeah.
I hate this one.
But they're the ones with legs.
Why are his legs like little like...
The Landorus, the one that's currently in raids that we're not talking about because it'll be done by the time that this comes out, has like animal legs, like big paws. And then
okay, yeah.
Thunderous, or Tornadus, has like bird legs. It's weird.
Well, that looks kind of cool.
Which one?
This one. I like that.
There's his fucking legs.
It's a chicken.
I think it looks pretty cool. He looks like less humanoid, I feel like.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I think that looks a lot cooler.
So,
oh,
also,
he looks like he has a fucking, like, anal beads on his tail.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's like anal beads.
With the,
perfect for all the single mothers.
All the single ladies.
With all of the incarnate forms, which are the forms where they are in the clouds, the shinies are available as well. No word yet on whether or not the shinies will be available with the Therian forms. Probably not, because it's going to be the first time we see it. And generally, with the first time we see these, they don't have the shinies available. I'm gonna talk about the next fucking piece of shit news with this, because I'm salty.
This segment is called Sam is Salty.
The Search for Legends event is an event in Pokemon Go that's coming up on the 9th. Is featuring a new shiny Pokemon. Pogo is having a special event from March 9th to the 14th. During this time, there will be a new shiny Pokemon introduced into the game. Fucking nose pass.
Oh no.
Goddamn motherfucking nose pass.
So everyone who's listening, if you happen to get a shiny nose pass, I will give you Sam's trainer code. Feel free to trade her that. For anything.
Oh, I'll still take it. It's still a shiny. But if I get more than one, it's going in the trash.
It's going.
The Compass Pokemon will be appearing in greater numbers to help you sniff out leads alongside a variety of ground, rock, and steel type Pokemon.
Sniff out leads.
Yeah. No, and the worst thing about it is that it's actually a decent shiny. The blue around it is actually turned into kind of like this, like, chick yellow. Like, if you think of a newborn chick, it's kind of that yellow, and it's not an ugly color of yellow. And then the same things happens with fucking Probopass, which is the bane of my existence. Fuck Nosepass, fuck Probopass, fuck this event, but you bet your ass I'm still gonna try and get one. Coming for you.
He is! If I die tonight, we all know why. The sniffing in the door.
He's in the bathroom, dude.
Don't yell at him.
Okay.
Don't do it. He's gonna yell at him.
So, yeah, super glad that they're introducing new shinies to the game. Really bummed it's this one. It hurts me.
It's like, out of all the fucking Pokemon that you can pick, like, why this one?
I don't know, and honestly, I don't know the reasoning for the event in the first place. I think they just wanted to have an event.
I gave Steven a pink slip.
Stop.
Speaking of events, I don't know if either of you guys participated in the Kanto tour. I did. And there were some issues with people who didn't pay for the Kanto tour ended up getting like the paid content. And so Pokemon Go has decided to take things into their own hands and create a replacement event specifically for ticket holders. And the original issues were people getting paid content without them paying for it. Raids were crashing, so people were losing raid passes. Shinies weren't popping up. I know through the entire 12-hour event, I think I got 3 or 4 shinies tops. Some people were getting 60 to 70.
Jesus Christ.
Got 4.
Hey, at least you got some though.
Yeah, I did get that Vulpix, and that was the one I wanted the most. So if you are one of the ticket holders, check for that event. It might actually be done by the time this podcast comes out. But you never know. Hopefully you guys got some shinies, because I didn't.
Because I fucking did.
I don't know. No.
Did you buy the ticket?
Nope.
Then you probably didn't. And guess what? That is all of our Pokemon Go news.
Wow. An avocado. Thanks.
New product news. Somebody else. Y'all are...
Somebody once told me.
You're all sharing the responsibility today.
The world
today.
Was kind of roamy.
All right. So, for our new
was
product
roll
news.
Me, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
learn
roll
the
me.
Words.
Learn the meme.
Somebody.
Fucking do your job, Brittany.
Coda bust through the door.
So, as far as our new product news goes, Galarian Rapidash V box is coming in May. Fuck you.
Sticking your cocaine in your
mouth. I'm literally just scratching my nose. And I scratch my face and my makeup comes off.
Winter's
like,
over,
wow.
Brittany. It doesn't need to be snowing all the fucking time.
I am going to make fucking end my life. Stop.
There's snow on the mesa still. There's still snow.
That's the best one I've heard.
There's a chance for snow, but I don't want it to happen. It's actually been really nice here. It's been like 50 to 60 degrees.
Okay, let's talk about some news.
Anyways, moving on.
You should trade in your life to GameStop.
No, they'd only give her like $3.
You guys are so mean. I hate those kind of jokes. Anyways.
GameStop jokes.
Anyways.
Because it's true.
Stop. I'm gonna go into this for a second, okay?
I knew
I just saw that click in real time.
How the fuck do you expect a company to make a profit, okay? Like, we're not gonna fucking offer you, like, fucking $100 for your fucking 5 copies of Fallout 3 for the 360, okay? Like, I'm sorry. Like, no. And then you buy a full price game for, like, $65. $65.10 after taxes if you get it from GameStop. And you try to trade it in, and you expect full fucking price for it, you're a fucking dumbass.
Not full price, but at least,
some people,
like...
You would be surprised. There's some people that are like, I paid $60 for this game, I expect at least $50. And I'm like, no.
Like, $10?
You can get $30 max. You can get $30 max for a brand new game that just came out if you trade it in.
Well, $30 isn't bad.
No.
Which is not. It's like half the price of the game, but it's like, how the fuck do you expect to get full price for a game that's considered pre-owned now? Because you've opened it, and you played it, and how the fuck am I supposed to know what you did with that game? It's not brand new, so you don't get the fucking new price. Like, I don't know how people don't grasp that fucking
salty.
Concept. I am. I really am.
I don't
like,
appreciate
fucking,
this customer service.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I was just
like,
saying your soul was worth $3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just your, not you, but your existence is only worth $3.
Except I did get some pretty cool Game Boy Pokemon games.
Yeah, I'm like,
from there.
You get shit from fucking GameStop because of me, Sam. Like, fucking owe me that respect, okay? I'm sorry, that was a joke. I feel really bad.
Well, yeah, she's just giving you the GameStop price. Your soul is used. How do you expect her to make a profit? She doesn't know what you.
I'm choosing to move on and be the bigger person. So, the Galarian Rapidash V-Box is coming in May, which I am excited for because fucking Galarian Rapidash and Ponyta are adorable. I fucking love them. So it will feature Galarian Rapidash V as a promo card and a jumbo card for booster packs and the PTCGO code card. The box is going to release on May 7th for $19.99, similar to like all these other V-Boxes that we see, like the Orb Beetle, so on and
Do
so
we
forth.
Do see these boxes though?
Not anymore. Might as well
in
not
museums.
Exist at this point.
The Smithsonian.
Saw some Champion's Path at Target not Ooh. Too long ago.
Very nice.
And take a picture because it's
probably no, good. I bought some.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Got time to take pictures.
Anyways, so new V battle decks are coming. The next versions of the V battle decks will feature big. Brittany, can you just for once not complain?
Okay.
Your constant moaning is unsettling.
He's sad.
He's sad.
We'll feature Vic City.
Victini.
Victini V.
Victini.
Victini. V and Gardevoir V. Both cards are reprints, but feature brand new artwork that hasn't been seen in Japan yet.
It's the cards that we've seen in, I think it was Champion's Path and Darkness Ablaze.
But hasn't been seen in Japan yet.
It's stupid that we're getting these fucking reprints now.
Brittany, this is stupid.
Right, it's all my fucking fault, right?
It is.
Sorry.
Each 60-card deck will release on May 7th for $14.99.
Right, and each deck comes with a playmat, damage counters, a large metallic coin, a deck box guide, a deck box guides, and PTCGO code cards. A bundle package will also be available for $29.99. And it will come with 8 additional trainer cards, 2 of which will be holo. The products will feature the new play level indicator. There is a 1, which means that they are meant for beginners.
I really like the fact that they're doing a play level indicator. I'm not gonna lie.
I do too. It can it'll help you, 1, I think, learn how to build a deck better. 2, and also help you mechanically play better as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's a great way for people who want to get into it and play competitively, kind of
get their toes wet.
Right, and play some training wheels rather than just have your shit rocked. You know, and
why did you look at me when you said that?
Nothing.
Mind your goddamn motherfucking business.
I was talking to Sam. Yeah. We're having a private conversation.
I'm down here.
Yeah, I'm not even here. I'm not even here right now.
We're having a private conversation. Jesus Christ. So fucking nosy, Karen.
Not to be confused with V battle decks, we have League battle decks that are also coming in May. The next League battle deck will feature 2 Inteleon V and 2 Inteleon V Max. It will hit store shelves or be scalped immediately on May 21st for $24.99. That was good, huh?
That was pretty good.
That was so fucking smooth.
Thank you.
Or be scalped.
Is she fucking wrong, though?
She's not.
This is the first time a League battle deck will include a VMAX Pokemon. The deck is shown as player level 2, meaning it's for intermediate players. This is the first product to be rated at a level 2. So if you guys don't know what these kinds of decks are, think of the Pikarom deck. Think of the Charizard and the Reshiram deck, where they had those promos. Not promos, they had those cards right in the beginning, and then they had a full deck behind it, and it came with the deck box and stuff like that. Also think of the Zacian and the ADP Arceus Dialga and Palkia deck. And so this will be another one of those, only featuring Inteleon V and Inteleon V Max. I think it's really interesting that these guys are, that Pokemon is getting away from sort of those tag teams, those GXs, and fully embracing the new era of Dynamaxing, Gigantamaxing things. VMAX. And it's really cool that they're giving you both evolutions too. And that they're not giving you 2 of one evolution and then only 1 of the second. So, definitely I'm probably going to be picking it up. It'll be part of my sealed collection. Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm excited. It'll be cool. And hopefully we'll be able to see a lot more people wanting to play the TCGO for this as well.
I think
they're really encouraging that.
Yeah, I agree. They're definitely focusing more on playing.
Right, which honestly I think will help scalping, because if people are trying to play more competitively, then we'll see people buying more for that.
Yeah, and they're only going to be paying for cards that they think are valuable for the TCG. And once those cards go out of rotation, their value plummets.
Right.
Which so we've seen a lot of.
Hopefully that helps scalping. It only time will... God damn it, Brittany.
Jesus Christ.
Only time will tell. There are a couple of other products that I forgot to put on there. I believe they are also releasing in May. Tyranitar V and Empoleon V are each going to be having tins.
Yes.
I believe they're the $25 tins with 6 packs each. Not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it. Like I said.
I knew
that they existed and still did not look into them. You're welcome. Just know they're coming and that they exist, and I'll be better next week.
Sounds like do your own fucking research, peasants.
Should have thought of that before you became a peasant. All right, are we ready for some miscellaneous news before we go ahead and jump into other stuff?
We don't even know what we're talking about.
We have new additions.
What?
We do?
I do. Anywho, some miscellaneous news.
Fuck you, I guess.
I mean, I technically do too, I guess. In a way. Now that I think about it.
See? The final block of Pokemon Journeys. Did you just fucking fart?
No, okay. I put my phone on my box.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
I've never heard Sam like sound so offended over somebody just having a bodily
How
function.
Dare you fart in
Did
my
you just
presence?
Whip ass?
Because I am low to the ground, you asshole.
Gas rises.
Really? In front of my salad?
Did you just give me a birthday present for my birthday on my birthday party? Birthday presents.
Happy birthday? Fucking glass shatters against that.
The final block of Pokemon Journeys episodes are officially now on Netflix as of today, March 5th, 2021. And then our last piece of miscellaneous news. The 5th episode of Pokemon's Top Deck Academy is now available to watch.
I keep forgetting to check that out.
Me too.
You should. Talking about watching, did you guys watch that Post Malone concert?
I did.
I watched it right before we started recording today.
You piece of slackers. He has
an
excuse.
It was not fucking worth it.
Yeah, what's your excuse?
Yeah, he had an excuse. He was
I did have a really busy week. Being in Mexico does not excuse you from fucking Post Malone, okay?
Yeah, it does when you literally don't have any internet access.
Get good. Fucking LTE. Fucking data.
5G.
Whatever.
Have you been to Mexico?
No. I've never been outside the country. I've barely even been outside of my own state, Jake.
Probably leaves your neighborhood like once a week and gets like post-traumatic stress.
Listen, my...
Yeah, it's from us.
Yeah, it is. I'm like, I was shaking coming back to record today. I was like, Jesus Christ, maybe I should just...
Shows up at home. Jackson, there are people inside the walls.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Where my house, like, no, not my house, Jack's house.
My house.
The place that I live.
The house in which I reside.
Yeah. Like, my room is my happy place. Like, with my reptiles and my stupid-ass yeehaw boyfriend that I fucking love. Like, and my bed.
Have you ever asked Hi-Yi?
Hi-Yi?
Have you ever asked him, Hi?
Hi. What does that mean?
How are you? Have you ever asked him that? You always say yee-haw, but have you ever asked how ye?
I feel stupid because I don't get it.
Fucking God.
Sorry. But anyways, that's my happy place, so... No, I have not been outside the fucking country, Jake. I barely like leaving my own house. What makes you think I'm gonna like going out places?
All the boobs.
Boobs? Say less. Say less. Titties, I'm in. That's fine. What the fuck did you post?
All we hear is clicking sounds and
I have to use my knuckles to like use my
phone. So new additions, guys. What did you get? Cause I got garbage. Literally that's all I got was garbage.
Wow. You got a lot of trubbish there.
Dude, I look so fucking bad in that. Delete that shit right now.
You can delete it. You are an admin.
Oh my god, I am.
But she keeps watching. God, Sam, you gotta really give Sam a chance to watch it first.
Here, Sam, use your eyeballs. There it is. You've seen it. Now it's time for it to go.
Give.
Throw the phone out the window.
That's not gonna make me lose access to the fucking Instagram.
It's so fast. Okay. Yeah, so I haven't bought a lot, but I was able to get a box of Champion's Path, and I almost didn't buy it because it's another fucking double box.
Do you have a herd of doubles now?
I have so many. I'll fucking count them. I have two more in my car.
God damn.
Maybe even three. I don't know. I got a Rainbow Rare Gardevoir V-Max.
Nice!
Yeah. And I didn't tell you this, but I managed to actually get my one pre-order of Shining Fates.
Dude, congratulations.
Thank you. I got a Shiny Apple Boy.
Nice!
It was meant to be for me, because I got him. And I haven't seen Shining Fates since, and now I'm obsessed with it, and I don't have any.
Dude, I pray every time I go into the store that I just see a little box that I can just scray up and keep for myself.
The Rimrock Walmart had an empty box of Shining Fates, and I'm like, oh, you had it.
I borderline almost throw a tantrum every time I go grocery shopping now, because I'm just like, there's no fucking cards, no scalp.
Yeah.
And I look like I'm just like tweaked out on meds, because you just hear me bitching and like flinching in the grocery store.
I've seen worse. Speaking of, we're going to talk about two things really quick before we jump in. Before we jump into nothing. This morning, I am part of a Pokemon Go Discord that's for our town. This morning at 8:30 in the morning, do not fucking pop while I am in the middle of a story.
Brittany, come on.
Netflix and pop.
Goddamn, Brittany.
Goddamn. We have to do an ASMR episode, please.
No. The next episode, you lead.
I will fucking go for it. I will, like, godsend, like, just fucking do it.
She's gonna have, like, marbles and, like, the little hand pin thing.
And then I'm just gonna talk normally and ruin it.
No, it's gonna be so sad. You gotta participate.
You gotta participate.
Either do it or don't talk at all, Sam.
I'm like, can you do it on a week? I'm not there. I am not a quiet person by nature. No, it's just because it makes me very uncomfortable.
Oh, that's why you do cowbell.
No.
It still counts.
So, anywho, I am part of a local Discord for Pokemon Go. Someone's at Target at 8:30 in the morning, as people do. And then he asks, like in the general chat, why are all these people waiting for Pokemon cards? They're like, is a new set coming out? And I'm like, okay, so this person just plays Go, doesn't do Pokemon cards. I'm like, it's totally fine. And so I say, oh, they're looking for the most recent set. It has lots of shiny Pokemon, so it's super popular right now. They're like, oh, okay, but I'm sitting here thinking they are waiting at 8:30 in the morning for cards that might not come until 1 o'clock.
So what I've noticed is...
I was telling Brittany too, they can't like get them for loitering because they have every intention of buying something. And worst comes to worst, they can just like hang out in the mall portion and just...
No, like so legitimately, so what I've noticed is the guy's been breaking up into two parts. He does it in the morning, takes his break, and then comes back in the afternoon.
Smart.
But people fucking wait there. Luckily, not luckily, I don't know when it is, but like a lot of people are bringing off the support. Like they're getting everything. Like, dude, it makes me so mad. It hurts my soul.
Yeah. And then second thing.
My $3 soul.
I thought that was my soul.
Yours is only worth $2.50.
I get
50
it.
50 cents.
It makes sense. I'm an older console.
Yeah. Alright, second of all, have you guys, either of you, seen the fucking Pokemon cards in the cereal?
No, I haven't. I haven't been able to see the cereal. Yeah.
I went to, every time I go to Walmart, I go to the cereal aisle specifically to check it. I haven't seen it once.
I haven't either. And I've been looking for it actively too.
Yeah.
actively. There's times where I go to Walmart every day just to like grab little things I need. And every time I go through this goddamn cereal aisle and I look at the Trix and the Cocoa Puffs and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and the Lucky Charms. Nothing. And I'm like, are they scalping cereal or we just have not been getting cereal?
I think it's definitely more towards the scalping.
I'm like, where the fuck is all their cereal? And I've even been there when they're stocking cereal.
And they don't get it?
I haven't seen it. Hmm. They might not have stocked General Mills at that point, but I'm like, oh, wow. Where the fuck are my Pikachu cards? You know, it just kind of sucks that there are influencers that...
Stop. Jake, I almost fucking, like, had a heart attack. That was the scariest
I was gonna scratch, like, the door.
Oh, you should have done it before you opened
it. Yeah, that would have been way scarier.
You know, it just kind of sucks that there are YouTube influencers that literally have pulled four of the Charizard V-Maxes. And, like, I'm not faulting them because they're doing their job. Like, that's literally what they do. But I'm like, pull four of the Charizard V-Maxes. While I have seen one box of Shining Fates. You've touched a box of
I've
Shining
touched
Fates.
Three ETBs, seven VMAX tins, and five of the Tea Party pin collections.
It's
and
sad that she's keeping track.
Yeah, it's sad that we have to keep track. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, I've opened 10 packs. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. No, like, I've opened 10. You guys have opened 0. And there's people who are literally selling this stuff for more than double the market value.
Honestly,
and it's bullshit.
I agree.
I understand, but it's bullshit. Speaking of, right now, I have a day and 17 hours left, but I am winning a full art double V shiny.
Wow.
Nobody fucking come for me on eBay or I'm gonna slit your throats.
1 cent.
I'm just gonna find that exact bid and fucking outbid you by a penny.
Please don't.
Let's do it.
No.
I'm being dead serious.
No, I don't want to. No. I want Sam to get the card.
I'll still give it to her. It's just like taking that satisfaction away from
There's
her.
No point in raising the bid even more than what it is if she's already winning, though, if you're gonna give it to her regardless.
Look at how many cards I've lost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Is when she's in her hype and she's like, I'm gonna get this, you take it from her. Make her feel like she's got nothing. Take all her happiness away.
You know, Jake, I know you're all about like being a negative fucking piece of shit, but I'm not. So sorry, that was mean. I did not mean that.
I think you did, but it was good.
No,
I appreciate it.
I redact my statement, sorry.
It's Patricia. She's in the room.
It's
with
me.
Us.
These nails are turning me into a fucking
Patricia.
Bitch ass Cheeto girl. Fucking Visco girl. Fucking.
What was that?
Save the turtles.
Yeah.
And a oop.
It's the Visco girl. Oh my god, that scared the fuck out of me.
We blocked your driveway.
I didn't block the driveway.
You did block his
driveway.
Did I block
the driveway?
And because you did, I also blocked his driveway.
What?
Because I didn't want to block your neighbor's driveway.
Oh no, she's fine. I have the car.
That's good. Okay. Let's see, do we want to buy some more?
So, obviously this week's episode's been all news.
Yeah.
Which
Oops,
worked
all
out
news?
For us. That's the name of the episode. Oops, all news.
Oh,
all nudes.
No. Okay. Oops, all news.
So, trainer challenge this week.
You have a cop out. I don't think you should count.
What is our trainer challenge this week?
Like, are we giving trainer challenges or are we, like, discussing the trainer challenge that we had?
We're giving one. Because it's clear that we all failed.
No, we didn't. I literally have it at
Let's,
home.
Right now.
Hold on.
Show us.
Hold on. Freeze. Freeze. Stop. Wait for directions.
Never
stop. Wait for directions. When your voice is off and your bodies are calm, I know you're ready.
Are you gonna talk to us like we're children?
When your voice is off and your bodies are calm, I know you're ready. How about...
Brittany? You don't have your fucking paper.
Hey! 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 How about we defer this trainer challenge to next week? The one that we are currently doing. Come up with an original idea.
That gives me time to color it.
Not a cop-out.
It wasn't a cop-out. I told you that my design
you
and
said
my Pokemon...
it looked similar to Ghastly. You didn't say it was Ghastly in a different color.
It's not a different color, and it's a purple.
So you're saying it's not even a different color?
No, it's purple.
That's plagiarism.
You're plagiarism.
I'm telling Mr. Pokemon himself.
There ain't no damn bitch like me,
okay? Okay, Patricia.
Excuse me, Mr. Pokemon?
Calls Mr. Pokemon.
I have something to show you by a so-called fan.
Mr. Pokemon.
That's right.
Hello, I would like to speak to the Pokemon Company's lawyer.
Mr. Pokemon. Mr.
Pokemon. I can't.
So, let's defer the drawing trainer challenge to next week, but this...
No, new challenge. We have to draw Mr. Pokemon. What is this
guy look
like?
I will draw Mr. Pokemon.
That's the challenge this week. We all have to come up with some sort of visual of what this Mr. Pokemon would look like.
I don't think I'm gonna like what's gonna come out of this, to be honest with you.
Let's set some...
He's just a businessman, Brittany.
He shouldn't have that kind
Mr.
of, like,
Pokemon.
Creative freedom with that. There should be lines that he has to follow.
Okay, then...
What are the
yeah,
lines?
Yeah, say those guidelines.
Don't fucking copy off of somebody else's paper and make something that's not your own.
So no bald guy, no Giovanni, no figures.
Oh no, I...
No Team Rocket.
All in my head.
No professors.
No Mr. Mime Dicks.
No 10-year-old children.
looks up picture of stereotypical businessman.
Draws fucking Mr. Monopoly.
Except for his jacket is like a Pokeball. Don't
yes.
steal that. That's actually my idea. Not the Mr. Monopoly part, but the jacket.
Oh, okay. No, I have a different idea, but...
I'm like, please don't
is
steal.
Is this actually going to be our trainer challenge now? Is that...
Yes.
Mr. Okay. Pokemon.
This is going to be a sticker.
Oh, no.
The best one.
Yeah.
Except for... I think... We should show each other before we show the masses.
I agree.
I think so too.
And then what we'll do
so
is...
So this way, if someone cheats, we can be like, fuck you, you're out.
Banned.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, Brittany.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So for personal reasons, I will be passing away. This is my last episode with the group, the gang. It's my time.
The gang goes to therapy.
I wonder if a therapist listened to this and just, like, has, like, created a whole so it's a psychology major, listens to our podcast specifically, and has created a whole, like, thesis on, like, sociopaths.
Our slow descent into madness.
We are the main subject of, like, signs of you're a sociopath, and it's just, like, we're each a different, like... pinpoint of it.
Yeah, you're like right there.
I love seeing those videos on YouTube of like actual like psychiatrists analyzing like people's videos, like popular YouTubers, and like nitpicking like what they do and saying like this is why they do this. They have trauma with this. Like they need fucking help. Like it's amazing.
Can I just point out that Brittany's been doing nothing but talking with her hands all night?
I actually normally gesticulate, but the nails like make it so much sassier and I love it so much.
It's got like Your hand signs are italicized.
Ha! It's the Raptors.
Where's my sticker?
Where's my sticker? So with that, that's our episode.
Here she is.
So with that, that is our episode. Don't fuckle with Shuckle.
Rest.
And so, yeah, we've been Critical Hit. Thanks for putting up with us.
Oops, all news.
I'm Jake. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at tattoo.raichu.
Why did you lick your lips after that?
I'm
Smash Man.
Damn it. I'm Sam. You can find me on Instagram at bam.the.trainer.
And I'm Britt, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok, and apparently OnlyFans. That's not a real thing, that last time.
Selling nail clippings on eBay.
And bathwater soon. At Spooky Vaporeon, that is spooky with an I.
Adios.
If we start a merch store, I swear to God, I'm just gonna get little jars of water that says Britney's bathwater on.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Critical Hit. Don't forget to check out other Comic Talk 616 podcasts by going to comictalk616.weebly.com.
Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media, as well as subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.